It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning show. Once a month, she makes her way in here. Mandy Steinberger from the Teen Center in Breckenridge. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What's going on?
Oh, a lot.
Well, you always got a lot going on over there at the Teen Center.
We do.
And the month of July really doesn't slow down just because of the heat.
Nope.
In fact, you're jammed full of events, so I'm just going to let you tell us what's going on.
Right. No, so as usual, this summer we're open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. There has been a little bit of switch, though, for hours. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, we're open 1 to 4.
Okay.
And then Wednesdays, we are open until 5. We have some youth that pop over and need, like, they need a place a little bit longer that day, so we wanted to try to accommodate that.
Sure.
So, and there's lots to do there as usual.
Of course.
Got volleyball. We've got some outdoor equipment for, like, soccer, basketball. There's indoor stuff if it's hot out. We've got free freezies that we hand out to them. But yeah, it's a lot of good fun there.
Right.
And our attendance
always
has been pretty good.
Good.
So,
I'm glad to hear that.
And we've got every Monday, we have our Monday Madness. We had our pool tournament already on the 1st and our cornhole just this previous Monday on the 8th. That
All
was
right.
fun. And then we've got our volleyball coming up this coming Monday. So everybody remember, Monday, July 15th, we've got our volleyball tournament.
Get that on your calendar.
Get that on the calendar and pop on over. People need to be there by 2 p.m. to participate in all of the tournaments,
okay,
regardless of the tournament. So make sure you're there by 2 p.m. And then we've got flag football on the July 22nd, the following Monday. And then the popular vote. So ultimately, if we have a wild card 5th Monday,
yeah,
the kids get to vote on what tournament they want to have.
Okay, nice.
So we call that the popular vote tournament.
Love it.
And yeah, every Wednesday, of course, Win It Wednesday, we draw. So come in every day that you're there and sign up for Win It Wednesday. Your chances increase. The more days you are there, you do not need to be present to win. We just need a phone number of your parent, of a parent or a guardian or whatever on there to call and let them know that they won.
And you're good to go.
And they're good to go.
Good.
So we also have a coloring contest, of course, every month.
Those have been popular for you.
Oh, yes, they have.
Yep.
They have. And that opened up on the 1st of July, and it goes through Monday the 29th, and we will actually do the announcement of winners on the 30th. So pop in and get your coloring sheets. It's ages, like I said, 1 to 15. Mamas with littles, come on in.
All right.
We've got our kitty corner. We've got plenty of stuff to do. When we're open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to remind people, come on over.
Sure.
If you need a change of scenery, or we've got free Wi-Fi, if you need to get some work done with your littles or whatnot.
Good respite care. I like that.
It is really good. Anyone under 10 needs an adult present, but we've got plenty to do there.
All right.
So we've also got today is our movie day. So
love the movie, too, by the way.
Yes. It's we've got Doug Days. So anybody that is in love with the movie Up. And I don't know of too many people that aren't. That's a good movie.
It gets you feeling good.
It does.
It really does.
It's a spinoff of Mr. Carl with Doug,
yeah,
on and their adventures, adventurous life. So it's actually pretty fun. It's a bunch of little shorts. We're going to be having them sign up to win one of 3 Econo Bakery cookie sandwiches that they decorate with the theme of the movie. And I'm going to tell you,
how much,
Bill,
fun is that?
They are really good. I always tell them creative freedom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Here's the theme. And oh my goodness, they never disappoint.
Good for you.
Never disappoint.
Love that.
So, yeah. And then we've got free treats. And then there's pizza by the slice for $2 a slice. And that's what's going on today. There will be, of course, coloring pages for the coloring contest as well. Sure. So that's what we've got going on today. And then we've got a fun craft coming up on Wednesday, July 24th. And that day, unfortunately, we are going to be closing at 4.
Okay.
OSPTI has got something going on that day, so they're going to take over the facility at 4 o'clock. But we've got stepping stones that the kids are going to be making and taking home. So that craft is going to be pretty fun.
That sounds intriguing. It really does. Yeah.
So we've got all of the decorative stuff, and the stepping stones are they're going to be nice, good sized like stepping stones. The kids are going to be able to take and make and take home, and it would be pretty cool to have that to decorate the outdoors for their places or even indoors somewhere.
So. Tell me about family fun night, Mandy.
All right, so mark your calendars. Mark your calendars, everyone. We've got it on Tuesday, September 17th. We've got the police department and we've got the fire department on board. Now, remember, they're one for one.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the police department one year. We've got the fire department one year.
So it's kind of a tiebreaker.
We are on a tiebreaker year.
All right.
So, and remember, this is a huge part of our fundraising efforts for the Teen Center, what we do every year. We have to raise about $15,000 in order to continue bare minimum of what we're currently doing. So it really does take a village, and this community has been amazing in those efforts. So businesses, if you've been a previous sponsor and haven't heard from me, you can always reach out to me. Any businesses that you haven't heard from me in the past, and because I'm one person, you can really help me out by contacting me.
Yeah.
If you want to sponsor, and I can send out the information. I've got the request letter and acceptance forms. But yeah, it is a huge part of how we do what we do is those sponsorships, those business sponsorships. And we have usually a fair amount, but we barely make that. And so hopefully we can go over to where we can actually do more.
Right. Love that.
So yeah, that is, and the sponsors are displayed on a banner right in our nice lounge and game room area for everyone to see. They're mentioned on the radio and they're mentioned on the social media. So, please consider being a sponsor. And if you need to contact me, you can reach me at 701-640-6829. And of course, you ask for Mandy.
Right.
But yeah, that is the best way to reach me and give me an email address, and I will send out the stuff, or I will bring it over to you. I will pound the pavement with my feet and
sounds good.
Take it on over.
Mandy, a busy month happening here in July. Always great to have you in here. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you for
You have
me.
A good month, and we'll talk again in August.
Sounds perfect.
Year's moving along here. It's 918, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
The second annual KBMW Classic Golf Tournament comes to the Boitesu Golf Course on Thursday, August 1st. This is a four-person scramble with registration at 12 p.m., shotgun start at 1 p.m. Registration is $65 per person. That includes 18 holes of golf, prizes, and a delicious meal to follow. Go to KBMWnews.com right now to get your team registered. Other great events in this tournament include spend some bucks, pick some ducks, the prize wheel and chippo game, longest drive, closest to the pin, hole in one and win a car from Vision Ford, and the Scott Nolf par 3 with mandatory 5-iron. Hole sponsorships and corporate hole sponsorships available too. Call KBMW sales for more information. A portion of the proceeds will go to